everyone. My name's Hannah.
And I'm Abby.
And we are
the Homegirl Hustlers.
We are here to be your guides on how to adjust your mindset, lifestyle, and habits to become the best version of yourself and pursue your passion without limits. Welcome back, Homegirl Hustlers, to another episode. So happy to have you guys back, as always, with us. We have this super, super amazing trending topic to talk about today. Today's episode is all about early bird versus the night owl. Which is better? So we all know ourselves enough to know when it comes to life in general, we tend to either be the type of person who stays up late at night or the type of person who's up early in the morning. Whether it's working to meet a deadline or just our general weekly routine, we generally prefer one over the other. Regardless of which one you lean towards more, there tends to be a looming question that we all want to know the answer to. Is it better to be an early bird or a night owl? Does one lead to better performance, intelligence, and productivity? Tune in as we go over some shocking research that might change your mind or perception of both of these concepts.
I love this topic. Oh my goodness. I'm a morning person until the day I die, okay? So I love this topic because it's something that's always super controversial. Growing up, when we're younger, you always see these people who are like, yeah, I stayed up all night finishing this, or I pulled an all-nighter in college. But the morning people are like always the people that seem to be first more disciplined, but it's really just in our heads like, yeah, I woke up early to do this. So I love this topic. It's definitely something that people butt heads about.
I think being a morning person, I think Abby and I too both are morning people. I think being a morning person gives you a sense of like pride. I feel like there's always a sense of like, yeah, I woke up early, or I'm like, I'm getting up early, I'm getting stuff done, I'm on it, starting my day off the right way. I think there's a lot of like pride when it comes to being a morning person, whether that's, again, like you even see this like trending meme right now about people going to the gym and they're like, the early risers get here, and how they treat the front desk staff like they are it, like they are everything, because they're the first people there, they're getting stuff done. And then you see the people who come in at like 10 a.m. and it's very like chill. You can tell they're just slowly getting their day going, whatever. And then there's like the afternoon people who will go like in between lunch breaks or work and stuff like that. And they're like, they have their own personality as well, which is kind of funny. But like the early morning people definitely have a sense of pride, like they're getting stuff done when it comes to that. I think that's like
big. But then you have the entrepreneurs that are night owls, which to me is so impressive. I feel like it takes so much self-control to not go to sleep. Personally, I've seen so many entrepreneurs that are night owls that just like succeed. And I just honor them because I could never. They do so well. They do everything that the morning people are doing, but they're just not given the same credit because it just seems like they are almost like procrastinating life. Like, why are you staying up so late? Oh, you didn't get something done. But really, they're more productive during those times. And so depends on what works for you.
I know personally, kind of talking about our experience before we get into some of these shocking like studies that we want to talk about. I know personally, a mentor of mine, I looked up to her and I still do look up to her, but definitely like when I was talking with her a lot, I thought, oh my goodness, this woman has like an incredible career. She's super successful. She works really hard. All these things, like I admired a lot of like her work ethic. And I assumed, okay, this is just like internal bias. Like I just internally like assumed that she was getting up super early and she was like a morning person, like getting stuff done, because I think you just kind of assume those things naturally, or at least I do when I think of business. And we started working together a little bit and she was like, oh, by the way, just letting you know, I'm a night owl. I like to work late at night. I don't get up super early. That's kind of like my routine. She was like describing this to me. And I remember being really surprised because I was like, wow, like I did not picture you as a person who like stays up super late. And she was explaining to me why, but a lot of it had to do with like no one was bothering her during those times. So even if you are up early in the morning, some other people might be up early in the morning too, and they could still be texting you, they could still be emailing you, whereas they're not really going to be doing that most likely between the hours of like 10 p.m. and 3 a.m., but they could be doing that between the hours potentially of like 5 and 8 a.m. So she like had a reason and all these things of why she did that. But I thought that was really interesting.
Yes. So to each their own.
To each their own.
But we wanted to go into the pros and cons, because scientifically there are pros and cons of being a morning person or being a night owl. Your body, physically, we have different ways that our body reacts, like scientifically, at different times of the day, at different times of being awake. It goes into diet, it goes into exercise, but night and day are different for everybody. And so let's go into the pros and cons. When it comes to morning people, some of the pros.
Here we go.
All right.
Drum roll, please.
No bias here. You know, you're talking to two morning people, but I respect both sides. All right. So the pros to morning people: more likely to start the day in a good mood. More likely to have precious alone time before anyone else wakes up. Okay, I'm not going to read this as a list. I kind of want to talk about those 2 points alone. Because those 2 points alone are honestly the reason I wake up early in the morning. I'm happy and nobody's awake. And I'm like, wow, nobody's going to bother me for the next 4 hours. This is great. You're more likely to arrive to work, school, and other engagements alert with a full tank of energy. You know, you've had time to go through your morning routine. You've had time to actually process your day. So you're more likely to spend more time planning and therefore more likely to eat well and spend money carefully. You're more likely to spend time outdoors and therefore more likely to get enough sunshine and have good circadian health. You have a steady release of energy throughout the day rather than sudden bursts, and you're therefore more reliable. And you're likely to be healthier physically with happier disposition. That's the list of our pros from research. I definitely think that, you know, again, biased, but these are some really awesome points. I'm just
dying at this. I know we're about to get into the cons, and I'm just dying at the first con. It actually kills me.
Tell us the cons.
Our first con. Guys, this is so funny. Our first con: highly annoying to night owls.
So any night owls out there, I understand this whole episode so far probably has annoyed you.
Literally irritating, and I can tell.
And
I know
you're so
that
high energy in the morning.
Been annoying.
Exactly, what? We're so high energy in the morning that if you didn't get enough sleep, it's like, whoa, relax. Like, I've had so many people, I'll like put a playlist on at 8 a.m. and it's like really energetic, and people are like, Abby, relax. And I'm like, what? And they're like, can you put something else on?
I'm telling you, it'll be 4:30 in the morning and I'll get up to go to like a 5 a.m. Orange Theory class or like a 5 a.m. workout when the gym opens. And I will literally be like blasting like Lil Wayne. And Andrew's like, stop, like, shut up, like yelling at me, like, this is so annoying. And I'm like, let's go, like, ready for my day. And he's like, what is happening? Yes. And it's just like, I'm like ready to go, ready to start my day, like doing that. And so it's, yeah, that's con number one: highly annoying to night owls. Con number two: too tired for late night shenanigans.
Oh my gosh. This is the biggest con. It's hard. I'm 25 years old. I'm trying to enjoy my life, but I'm a morning person.
This is real though. Like, this is real. And it's like going out with friends or like even just like Abby saying being 25 and wanting to go to bed at like 8 or 9 p.m. That's real. That's real.
I'm telling you, the last two nights. So 2 nights ago, I was invited to this dinner with some people that I met overseas. And then last night, I was invited to a huge, super exclusive dinner again, just back to back. And by like 10:50 last night, it was like middle of dinner. I was mute. I was done. And everyone's like, wow, you're so quiet. They thought I just didn't speak Creole. And I'm like, no, like, I speak Creole. I just go to sleep like an hour ago. And it's just, it is hard because there's so many people that are like good with a late night, or maybe they just have a normal schedule where they're able to stay up. No, we wake up at like 5:45 a.m. And so this just doesn't work for me. It really doesn't.
It's, I think too, there's a short list of cons. We only have two for the morning people.
Yeah, because we're perfect. And
we have a little bit more for the night owls. And these are not ours, guys, by the way. Okay, we have taken this from a different source. So these are not ours. We did not just write this. We're not typically super biased towards the early morning people. But it is real, like, annoying when it comes to also, like, your friends. If they invite you out, like Abby's saying too, like, if they invite you out to something. And, I mean, it doesn't even be that late. But it's kind of like just hard to like do both. If you want to have a social life, having a social life and doing that is kind of hard, especially when you're in your 20s and you're grinding. It's challenging for sure.
For sure.
I think we're ready to move into the night owls. Okay. We have some pros for our night owls. Ready if you're listening and just, you know, irritated because we're just hyping up our early morning people. Here are some pros to night owls. It says more intelligent. Seriously.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
I agree. Okay. This is my confessions. I agree. Y'all are more intelligent. Because how?
This is crazy. Okay. Number two, more highly evolved. Again, seriously, like more highly evolved. Okay. Another one is more stamina. Another one is less sleep reliant, which is interesting.
Hmm.
And then some cons. Number one, often late in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
To work, school, breakfast dates with people. Second is often grumpy, confused, forgetful, or disorganized, or all of the above in the morning. So they're kind of just hodgepodge, getting everything together, kind of like, you know, grumbling, putting everything together is kind of what I'm picturing here. Apparently, they also don't live as long.
Oh wow. Gosh.
We are hitting the mark. And then the last one we have here is more likely to be negatively affected by technology and screen addiction, which obviously makes sense because if you're up late at night to kind of keep you up, sometimes you'll have lots of screen time, things going on in the background that you're focusing on, and it can be really distracting. I personally know of a guy, he's like extreme night owl because of his work schedule too. I mean, that plays into effect. Abby and I were talking about this earlier. But he is like a really successful college tutor. And so what he does is he will literally stay up until 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. And then he'll sleep from like 6 a.m. to like 2 p.m. And then he'll teach his whole collegiate study stuff and all that stuff from like 3 to 8 p.m. And that's like his like rhythm. And I'm just shocked that that's – and he's like, I don't think you understand. Like I cannot go to bed before 5 a.m. or 4 a.m. And I'm like, wow.
If that works for him, it works for him. But I'm telling you, the night owls that I know are very sharp people. Like very sharp people. And they think so outside the box. And I think something that we underestimate with night owls, when I say they think outside the box, they had all day to just like think about things. And then everyone goes to sleep and they're still taking these thoughts, organizing their thoughts. And so when it says highly evolved and intelligent, I will give them props for that. Because when I wake up in the morning, yes, I'm full of energy, I'm full of life, I'm in a good mood, but I'm also like, I feel like morning people are more focused on taking care of themselves. Night owls, they're on a mission. They are getting something done. They are not going to sleep until it's done. And I 100% respect them for that. Because when I have to go to bed, I'm just like, you know what? I'll wake up early in the morning and we'll get right back to it. What happens, happens. What doesn't happen, doesn't need to happen. But looking at both of these lists, Hannah, I know that with me, I resonate mostly with morning people still.
I'm dead.
It's like, I guess a question I have for you, because both of us, we like being morning people because of the energy, the good mood, just having alone time in the morning. But which one do you think is the better trade-off? Having that energy, or would you rather be someone that has already had all your brain juice used and you're now able to maximize it at the end of the day? What's really worth it?
So I obviously am biased to like myself because I'm a morning person, but that's because of what I value too. I value that alone time in the morning. I value that morning routine. And I put so much, honestly though, like internal pressure on myself to be up early because I'm like, oh my goodness, if I don't start my day right, if I don't have a good morning routine, then the rest of the day is going to fall apart. And so I think me, I prefer the morning people with the pros, with the cons as well. That's just also like internal like bias because I am one. But at the same time, I can see the struggle of when it comes to like being creative and having that kind of like nighttime to yourself. That's something that we don't ever really get to have. And I have like, there was a night this even past week around like Wednesday, I think it was, where I stayed up till like 3 a.m. and I tried the night owl thing for once. And I know like my circadian rhythm and everything is like not adapted to that. So that plays into factor. But I really did enjoy the aspect of like not being bothered and kind of getting in the zone. I think in the morning, it's kind of harder to immediately wake up and get in the zone at 5 a.m. I need to get a workout in before I can like get into work and focus because my body's still not all awake. Comparatively, at night, I've already been awake all day. I've already been in like the swing of things. My mind's already awake. So by the time I'm sitting and I'm focusing, I'm in it and I'm ready to go. I don't need that extra time to like get my mind kind of rolling again, right? No one wakes up, I think, at like 4 a.m. and can have this intense, really crazy conversation. It's like you just need a little bit like music or stimulation or whatever that is to like wake you up for a second, and then you can get into those focus modes. And so I think that's something that as a morning person, I kind of obviously wish I could just be up and alert and ready and just go straight into work, but I just like need that little bit of time. So I think that's something that I think about. Also, talking about executives and people in business, Steve Jobs and the current CEO of Apple as well were and are both morning people. Bob Iger is someone that I really value. He's a previous CEO of Disney and he's a morning person. And he would talk about how he would start his day. And I just value, I think, a lot of those people because of like how they run their days and how organized they are and how much they can get done. I think I really value that as well. And those people, again, they talk about their routines. They're up at 4, they're up at 3:30, and they talk about like their whole day. And I think that's just like great to be able to have that organization because they have that time to themselves. They prioritize their mental health, and then they go into their meetings and their work and their working out and like fitness routines and stuff like that. So I think too, looking at other people that I aspire to be or like look up to, a lot of them are morning people as well. And I think that to me drives that also like that pride of like, I love getting up early in the morning. I need to get up early in the morning, stuff like that. So that's kind of like my opinion on it.
Yes. And two, like, I know for me, I started waking up earlier because I realized a lot of, like you said, a lot of people you look up to, a lot of my mentors wake up at 4 a.m. So I had one that woke up at 4 a.m. Actually, they both wake up at 4 a.m. They don't know each other.
Yeah.
They have been working, like they're in their 50s. So they're like older. They do not care. They wake up every morning at the same time and get their day going. The aspect of nobody's up, I have peace of mind. And then when everyone wakes up, you can go ahead, shoot them a text, shoot them an email, give them a call. And you already had time to sit down, think things through, and get everything processed. But I will say, by 9 p.m., I cannot contact either of them. I cannot contact any of them because they are done for the entire day. Like, they're done for. They can't think straight. Like, life is over at 9 p.m. I will say, too, some night owls that we have who are into that lifestyle. So we did a little research, and the co-founder of the Genius app, he actually works through the night from 3:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Those are his preferred work hours. And this is something, again, very respectable. Whatever works for you works for you. But I always tell people, like, just log the hours that you work. Most Americans work 8-hour days. If you are working that 8-hour day from 5 a.m. until, I can't do math, 5 a.m. until what, 1, 2 p.m., then you're working that same 8-hour day. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it, but I respect whatever time slot people need to work at, because at the end of the day, it's not about what time you're working at. It's how productive you are and how much you're able to create during those hours. For me personally, when I used to do my corporate job, my boss knew that I liked working in the morning. And so I would work from 7 to 2. And that was okay because I got my 8 hours in. It was my most productive time of the day. And then I was able to spend another, like, what, from 5 till midnight working on something else. So there was another 8 hours put towards another business. So again, it's just about what time you're most productive at and what time works for you. Because at the end of the day, nobody's doing it except for you. I personally have been waking up at 5 a.m. to work on stuff since high school. Like, since high school, I knew I was a morning person. If I didn't finish an assignment, I would set an alarm for 4:30 a.m. and work on it in the morning because I knew I was more productive then. That's on me and that's for me. There's nothing better. There's not one that's better than the other, morning person or night person. Okay, we will admit.
The answer to the question of the episode is one better. No, there's not one better, but I mean, I'm just kidding.
Also, the Reddit co-founder, he wakes up at 10 a.m. And so he goes through his day. He wakes up at 10 a.m. and he's like, I'll let people know too. I'm not awake till 10 a.m. And that's his personal preference. I have cousins that are in the entertainment industry. So they own clubs. They have to have time at night to go out and they have to have time to show up. Their meetings with their teams are at 10 p.m. on a Tuesday. So it's like,
really?
Yes, that's when their team meetings are. They meet, they've been doing it for years. Like since I was 19 years old, it's been 10 p.m. on Tuesdays because they know that's the way that their bodies work. That's the way that their circadian rhythms work. That's when they're all awake because of the jobs that they do and the type of lifestyles that they have. And I know too, if I'm out late at night and I want to sleep at one of their houses, they're awake. They're sitting on the couch watching TV. They're doing something, but they're not going to be awake if I call them at 9 a.m. So it's very unique.
I think what's another benefit of kind of that is like, it's not traditional. Like being okay with meeting at 10 p.m. if that's what works best for you and your team and your circadian rhythm and like the way that you work and the way that your industry is. Like, I feel like it's awesome to be able to kind of break the mold of what it has to look like. It can look like whatever your business says it's going to look like, and that's okay. And I think that's something that's really interesting as well.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Definitely.
So we both gave examples of successful executives, CEOs, big people who are successful being early morning birds and being night owls. And so they're definitely, they both exist. It's not one or the other, which I think is really interesting. We also wanted to talk about some research study results. And so this is, gets a little interesting. So if you have your mindset on one or the other, it's kind of interesting to think about these facts. So the first thing is something to think about, like Abby too, is like when it comes to being a morning person or a night owl, what do you think makes you that way in the beginning? Like, are you just born a morning person? Are you born a night owl? Like, what makes you one way or the other starting out?
I think that you being a morning person or a night owl, I think as you grow up, as you get older, it really depends on what your days look like. So, like, there's those kids that they're not involved in a lot of extracurricular activities. And so maybe they stay up late playing video games all their lives. And those are the hours that were best for them. Me, I know that when I was younger, I used to play sports all day, like all afternoon, all evening, go home, finish all my homework. I was exhausted. I wanted to go to sleep by the end of the day. And honestly, the system creates us to be like that because we're literally being trained to work 9 to 5s by the time we are born. So I will say that a lot of people end up being morning people because of the way that our days are laid out. But then you have some people who, like they said, they're more highly evolved. They're more intelligent and they're able to stay up and think. You can also look at your parents. So research says you can look at your parents because it's based on your circadian rhythm, what time you end up being productive or not. And my parents, my dad especially, this man is up. I've never not seen him up before 6 a.m. Like, if he's not up before 6 a.m., something's wrong. And I think, too, just scientifically, that's something that's cool to know because, again, it isn't just based off of you being cooler or not, being more disciplined or not, being smarter or not. A lot of it is based on you scientifically.
So something that's interesting going along with that is, and the fact that you kind of read it off a little bit of the fact of it, but like the research study, the one fact we wanted to first talk about was, just so you guys know, up to 47% of you being a morning person or night person is inherited, which means if you want to know why you're such an early morning person or not, you need to, like Abby said, look at your parents. When it comes to that, I want to give like my personal example, because I think this is really interesting. My parents, just like Abby's dad, like they get up super early. They always have. Along with that, they've woken us up as kids, like always. Like I was never allowed to sleep in past 7 a.m. Like I don't care if I was 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 or even a teenager. There was no like sleeping until 10 a.m. That was just not allowed. Like we were always like my dad would come in, turn on the lights, like just do everything he could to like wake us up. Like that was always the thing. He'd be like, okay, come down. Let's gonna eat breakfast. Like he would always do that. However, how did that translate to like all of my siblings? So now you look at me and my siblings, I'm the oldest. It translated to me. I kept that. I still get up super early. I'm still a morning person. Well, look at my sister, 18 months younger than me. She lives in an apartment. She's got a job. She graduated college. So she's kind of like on her own, right? And she, when we're all visiting, for example, my parents in Dallas and staying at the same house for holidays or gatherings or whatever, I'm up. And unless she has something planned, like she needs to be up for, whether that's a workout that she has planned or something super specific, she's sleeping in. And sleeping in, I guess, to me too, is like 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Like she'll sleep till that. My brother, same thing. He hates getting up early. You will not see him up early. He is sleeping in. Like he's sleeping in till again, like 9 or 10. And that's, again, may not be sleeping into some people, but obviously for a morning person like me, that is sleeping in. And so my brother is that way as well. So I think it's really interesting because my parents raised us all the same way. But now as we're going into adulthood, we still kind of take into consideration, yes, those things, but also like how we naturally work around our routines. And our circadian rhythm also plays in that effect as well. And we can like talk more about that in a second, but I think that's really interesting of like, yes, it's inherited. A lot of it is, but it's only up to 47%. So you can still be one way or the other. If your parents got you up at the dawn, you, just like my brother and my sister, you might still find yourself sleeping in and staying up late, which I thought was interesting.
Yes. And then another fun fact we have is that night owls often tend to perform better on measures of memory, processing speed, and cognitive ability, even when they have to perform in the morning. So night owls, they have more street cred, okay? And night people are more open to new experiences and seek them out more. This is a fact, okay? I've seen this. Because when I was 19 years old, I had an internship with my family's business, and they worked in the entertainment industry. And so I was up at late hours, and after 2 weeks of that, I was honestly crying, like tears. I was like, this is not for me. And I went through it. After 6 weeks, I felt like Superwoman. Like I was thinking outside the box. I was coming up with new ideas for us to implement. I also felt like I had edge over the people who were solely able to work in those productive hours, as we say, like the morning people, because I was like, I can do both. And if you are able to stay up late and actually still be able to process things at a certain speed and also be able to think through your day and all the details of life, like those people, I'm telling you, very intelligent people. And I've never seen people that think outside the box more.
That is very true, because they already are thinking outside of the box when it comes to their working hours. I mean, you already are kind of in that environment, and that just inhibits you to continuously think outside of the box and come up with new ideas and not go with the status quo, which is something that's super beneficial and gives you like a lot of innovation in whatever career you choose.
Definitely.
Another thing we wanted to mention when it comes to these research studies. So according to Healthline, in a 2012 research review, morning people report higher levels of positive emotions. And so we kind of already talked about this in the beginning, but when it comes to this, morning people, they're already up, they already started their day, and they're bright and bubbly and like ready to go, which honestly, like we were saying earlier, night owls hate because they don't want to be around that. They're like, I'm just getting up. This is too much for me. Not ready to start this yet. Not ready for this energy level yet. Like, give me a second. So I think that's really interesting as well for morning people of I associate as a morning person, but we do report higher levels of positive emotions, happier, more bubbly, more energetic, which is really interesting as well.
Yes, for sure. And then our last fact is that studies show that most college students' minds aren't fully alert until later in the morning. So it might be more beneficial for you to work and be focused at night. One of the professors that were part of the study, they said that working at night also may encourage the development of a non-conventional spirit and of the ability to find alternative and original solutions. So again, research shows you're thinking outside the box. Your processing speed and your cognitive ability are all on your side when you are someone that's able to work at night. I think that's very cool. And honestly, it kind of does reflect with morning people, because a lot of morning people, they get up so that they can have just that me time. They can have time to themselves. They can have time to start processing the day. They might not be their most productive in the morning, but they need that time so that they can be productive throughout the day. So super cool piece of information.
That's a great point. Along with this too, I mean, I keep saying, like, yes, we label ourselves as one or the other, but this past week even, I was up super late till, again, 3 a.m. working, and I totally was finding myself working on this presentation, and I was like, oh, I didn't think about this, and I was coming up with different ideas. And I will say personally, on the times that I have stayed up late working on something because I was already awake and alert during the day, so I'm already kind of going into my work awake and alert at night because of the way that the day had gone, I do come up with different ideas and things that I wouldn't have thought about first thing in the morning. And so even though I don't categorize myself necessarily as a night owl, in the times that I have worked late at night and have done those things, I have come up with some pretty cool ideas. And there are some innovative things that I've thought about and added to different client presentations and things like that, even in my personal work, because of having that focused time with just by myself, like at night. So I will say too, like even just my personal experience having that has been really cool to kind of see. So when it comes down to it, like we were saying, like there's not really one that's better or the other. It's really just what's your preference, what's your career, what's your lifestyle, what works best for you, and going with whatever that is, because there's pros and cons to both.
Well, that was a great little debate. At the end of the day, I still think morning people are elite, but that's because I'm a morning person. I'm that annoying morning person. That's me.
It's hard not to have bias when you are one over the other, you know? I mean, it's hard to be like, yeah, night owls, because we clash so much with our personalities, you know? I think it's funny.
Yes. So thank you, Homegirl Hustlers. Feel free to comment on our posts about night owls versus morning people on what you are. We would love to hear.
Which one are you?
Yes, let's go. Which are you? We'd love to hear it. We'd love to have some debates. So just go ahead and talk to us. We're here for it.
Awesome. Thanks, Homegirl Hustlers. See you next Wednesday.